Start. And now public comment. Is there anyone who has any public comment on the call at this point? All right. We all received from Nathalia the meetings from the prior meeting. And I would like to ask if anybody has any comments or changes to anything that was on the meeting notes. I move to approve the minutes. Can I get a second?
A second.
Thank you very much, Kathy. All those approving, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. So Ms. Lopez, good afternoon. You're first up on the agenda. I wasn't sure if we wanted to hear Michelle first though. Leon, I'll leave that up to you.
Okay. I'll respectfully defer to Michelle. If she's ready, we can go because I know her time is valuable. Thank you, Michelle, if you're ready.
I'm ready. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody has received the report in advance, and what I'm reporting out is the financial activities of Great Oaks through March 31st, which represents 75% of the budget period that has elapsed. Total funding that's been received as of March 31st is 84% of your funding. So all your local school district money is in, all your school funding, your state funding is in. And really now it's just the spend down of federal grants, which is showing at 53%. My team is actually in the process of reconciling all of these grants as we get close here to year end and making sure that we are doing any recodes that need to be done and any amendments that need to be done for the federal grant. So my hope is that number is actually going to come up. On the expense side, we're showing that 79% of facilities and maintenance budget has been expended year to date. It's pretty much in line with the budget, just slightly above. Food service was a small amount we have budgeted for $500. I'm not showing that expense has happened yet. Instructional support is at 71%, so it's just running slightly under budget. The one area, though, that is over budget is computers and computer supplies. That's already exceeded the budget by 348%. That might be something that is going to be wrapped up in the amendment of one of the federal grants. We just got to do a little bit more research on that item just to make sure that that's accounted for and we don't have any more variances. We want to make sure that we're staying as much in budget as possible. And then finally, transportation is running at 66% of budget. $746,000 has been budgeted. $489,000 of that budget has actually been expended. So as of the end of March, total expenditures are 71% of the total budget. Those expenditures are $5.6 million. You are operating at a surplus as of March 31st of $140,000 surplus, and your ending fund balance is at 1.5. And the revised budget and projections we had, April was going to be our month that we were going to start to see us running into a deficit and using last year's carryover in order to offset that. So we are currently on a target based on the projections that we have completed. So when we look at this report next month, we're going to start to see for April, you're going to start to see a deficit is where we're going to start to actually land. So we're in line with where we expected that deficit to hit about in the month of April. So we're on target as far as that's concerned. Any questions about anything that you saw in the report?
Michelle, you can explain what the deficit is going to be at the end of the year. Are we expecting that 338? What is the number that we are expecting as the ending balance as a deficit at the end of the year?
So at the end of the year, we're anticipating that you're going to operate at a deficit of a little over $1 million. So $1,037,000. So if you take a look at the report under the budget column.
At the bottom. Okay, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So $1,037,000 is the anticipated deficit. That's going to be consumed. That's going to be supported by your carryover, which is $1.3 million. So we're anticipating that you're going to end the year with an ending fund balance of $338,000. That does meet your 2% contingency that you are required to meet. So that's one of the things we were also looking at. because that's something that Department of Education and Division of Accounting would be looking at when your funds are starting to get low, whether or not you're going to be meeting your 2% contingency requirement. And that 338, you will be within that 2% contingency. So really it's, the plan is to meet with Leland, during this month. This is where we're heavy budget month with our charter schools, because this is where we really need to, we have a preliminary projection of what FY23 is going to look like, but we really need to go through and really get into the details of FY23 to create that budget. Because obviously you're not going to be able to operate at a deficit for FY23. You have to operate at least at a small surplus in order to remain viable. And the preliminary budget that we needed to provide to Department of Education, because they wanted to see that budget because you weren't meeting your enrollment targets as of the May 1st count, they already asked for that and that's already been provided. So we do show that you can operate at a surplus, although there are some operational changes that have to be made in order for that to happen. So preliminary, that can be done and we know it can be done. It's just a matter of going through, making the management and operational decisions that need to be made and plan for FY23 just to make sure that you're on target where you need to be there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Anybody else?
I had a quick question, Michelle. If does that also include our summer activities as well, and that what we have left over for that $338,000?
A lot of your summer activities are covered in federal grants. Those can be supported with no issue. It really is looking at anything that would not be supported in federal grants. And your federal grants are supplemental programs. So your after school programs, your summer programs, your various different educational activities that are not your core day-to-day that are required, a lot of that's being covered under your federal grant. It's really just a matter of looking at your day-to-day educational operations. So what classes are you going to have next year? What teachers you need to have in place? What paraprofessionals you need to have in place? Those are the decisions that really have to be made with the non-federal money to make sure that we're utilizing those resources as best as we possibly can and meet the educational needs of your students.
Good. Okay. Thank you. And that's also so that, because I think when we were talking before, like you said, the personnel in regards to salaries, as far as like teachers and all that, has to be figured out for next school year, correct?
Yes. And okay. A lot of that, because you're going to have a significant, you're going to have over $1 million of ESSER funds still carrying over into FY23. So some of those positions, depending on what they are, and as long as they meet the requirements of ESSERs, a lot of those positions may be able to be put there or may be covered there. So as we go through and see what's absolutely necessary and where those positions can be funded out of, we're going to have a better sense of what positions are going to be on board for FY23. And that's the work that I have to sit down with Leland and we have to really kind of hammer through all of that stuff just to get a sense of what staffing you're going to need based on your student enrollment, because your student enrollment is down significantly again this year. I know there's going to be some recruitment efforts. So based on your student population, what your teacher ratios you're going to need and subject matters you're going to need, a lot of that has to be kind of fleshed out, which we're going to be doing here in the month of May. So that we have a sense of what your staffing configuration really needs to look like.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have any questions? Okay, so I guess the next meeting that we have, Leland, is going to be an important one just to see how 23 is shaping out and to what extent we have any issues that we need to work on, or, you know, if we need to apply for additional funds, which I'm not sure. I think ESSER at this point, whatever has been committed. I don't know if we can get any more, can we?
No, yeah, ESSER dollars are where they are, and we can spend our ESSER dollars through 2023, which is next year.
Okay, thank you. All right, if there's no other questions, I would like to ask if we can get approval for the web report at this point. I would like to ask to vote on the web report, and I'd like to ask for a second person to have the web report approved.
Second.
Thank you very much, Rashima. All those approving, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much. All right, I'm sorry about that, Sam. We kind of moved you around a little bit. I hope you don't mind.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Michelle.
Good night.
Thank you, good night.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Jim, that was okay. I was too distracted from Kathy's view. I was just too distracted. Wish I was there.
Next time I'll face the water. My cord wouldn't let me do that.
That's going to be our next board meeting. We need to just be there, right?
Sure.
So I do want to start off by just some quick celebrations. As you know, we had Teacher Appreciation Week, and there were some great things. And I know there will be some pictures circulating either sometime around, if not tonight, definitely be sent your way. But we had a Cinco de Mayo celebration where we had mocktails. And mocktails are basically imitation of drinks, but you know, we're virgin. And definitely we had margaritas and salsa dips and music, and it was a really nice event. Teachers and staff truly enjoyed it. We also had a breakfast celebration for teachers, where they were able to come in and have their, just breakfast of choice from Einstein Brothers. We love those bagels. And they also had some fruits in the middle school areas, and just some really nice time together. We did raffle some things for the teachers, and one of the big prize was a massage, a 1-hour massage. Yes.
Wonderful.
There was some good things happening. But also, we do have acknowledgement of, in terms of our students, those that have been heavy hitters or MVP in Kickboard. Kickboard is a platform that really start to identify students that gain points for their academic and behavior. So I just want to kind of share some of those names just to continue with the celebration. For middle school, we had Jaden Harris, Cheyenne Weeks Penn, Shelly Vidal Gabino, Amani Ritzy, Jaheim Harden Kent. So these are individuals that have been receiving lots of good points that they can definitely redeem at the end. And for high school, we have Jose Mercado, Anya Lloyd, and Derwin Bell. So it's always great to utilize and see Kickboard as an opportunity of identifying students that are doing positive things and are contributing to their community in different ways. In that regards, since we've met, we did have a marking period that ended on 3/31, and our report cards were uploaded to HAC and distributed by 4/11, just to give some time frame. And we did have some opportunities to talk to parents that had any student that received below 60 and are in jeopardy of failure. So those conversations are not always easy or fun, but it really gives us an opportunity to connect with parents, with the students, with the counselors, and identify different ways to create a success plan for them. So, and have everyone in place and part of that process. So that was very helpful. And our teachers have been doing an amazing job in connecting and ensuring that the communication line is definitely open. With that said, you know, we did have some students that needed that extra support, but then we had those students that did amazing and received honor roll. There was an honor roll incentive trip to the movies, Sonic too. So that was something that always fun and always needed, just to know that hard work does pay off in different ways. So, you know, with that, part of that process of hard work is knowing where there's support and what students can do to really get those grades and just those skills that needed to be enhanced. We do have a Saturday Academy, and the Saturday Academy is from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And students truly are taking an advantage by connecting with their teachers, getting tutoring help, or going over if they're having a test that week, they may just come and get some support and resources for that, you know, the week before. So that's been pretty, to me, pretty awesome. We even have our driver's ed, students that are unable to fit in driver's ed during their day-to-day, they're able to fit it in during Saturday Academy. And this is something that we realize it happened towards the last semester, but something that we want to start from the beginning next academic year, because it truly has demonstrated to be something that is really an opportunity for growth for our students and accessible. With that, we are right now finalizing some of our summer academy plans and summer enrichment. We have some amazing staff members that are part of that discussion, from Ms. Price, Mr. Ross, Mr. Davis. We're looking at different ways to truly look at some of the summer enrichment outside the box. We do have some camping opportunities. So those of you that love, yes, Kelly, I see that smile, that love to be outdoors. We were able, Mr. Ross was able to make some connections where we have 10 opportunities for students to go to different summer camps with a scholarship up to $1,000 and have an experience outdoors. So we are providing opportunities that is outside of the box to really expose our students and, you know, just make sure that they are provided with different ways to grow. In addition, we are still providing the credit recovery, partnering up with Groves, and ensuring that our students and staff have an opportunity to really focus and tackle some of the learning loss that have occurred and will occur during the summer. With that said, there are other planning opportunities in terms of our students. We have a lot of end of the year events that are coming. And definitely for those of you that are interested, we do have a prom and graduation. And guess what? We need chaperones. So if you still have that dress that you wore at your prom, or you just want to have that experience, Jim, I see that you're ready for this.
We would get arrested if we wore this.
Please get those dress and those tuxedos out. Definitely it will be a fun event. And our graduation, of course. We're also having some middle school fun events from a field day. You know, remember those potato sack races? Yes. I'm signed up, I said. So we're truly looking forward to that. And then there will be an eighth grade dance. So if prom is a little bit too much for you, please feel free, you know, to start getting your feet wet during our eighth grade dance. So that's some of the updates of our students in terms of teacher effectiveness.
I would ask you, maybe you guys can send those dates out to the board members too.
Okay, that's perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. And please let us know if you are available. That will be great. That'll be fun. In terms of our teacher effectiveness, we are still DPAS observation continue. We are in our final round doing last observations of some of our teachers, instructional walkthroughs. We're still looking for student voice increase in the classroom. And that is something that during meetings and PLCs are being discussed. And we meet also with our leadership team planning with Achievement Network. And that's been great just to have, you know, third party come in and, you know, have thought partners that are available. It truly makes a world of a difference. So I do want to extend kudos to them. And in terms of assessment, we had our PSAT, we had our makeup, and our teachers were able to register also to the DESA for the DESA assessment, which, as you all know, is taking place currently for middle school and next week for high school. And our PLC topic on assessment is preparing our students for state testing. We're looking at language routines as well as critical thinking. So a lot's going on, and we're trying to create a balance between support as well as good positive challenge for academic growth. And it's all part of teamwork. So thank you for everyone that's on this call and that's been a partner to us to make a lot of these things happen. So that's all.
A lot of good things happening, Ms. Lopez. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other updates on the students, the graduating class that is going to college? Last time we spoke, there was $1 million worth of scholarships that those kids were offered. So I thought that was a huge deal. Is there any other updates on those graduating class?
So we did have a signing day where the students were decided which, you know, which college they were going to actually choose to attend. And that day there was a parade. So we parade them through the fifth, sixth floor, all through the atrium. There was a ceremony for the students. They wore their upcoming school colors. So a lot of great things. And one thing that we need to do also is send you all the name of the students and the colleges that they chose so that you're able to also send out if need to a personal congratulations. But we did do some exciting opportunities for our students to be recognized on the colleges that they chose.
Excellent thought also about sending their information out. What was the final number that do you recall how many students are going to college? I think the graduating class was 82, is that right?
Yes, give me a second. We have, I'm going to take a look and then I'll finalize with that number.
Okay. All right. There's no need to rush you. I was very happy to see that we had gotten such a great scholarship numbers for them. And that was very encouraging.
Yeah, we're really excited. And we have on the 20th, we do have a college and career fair. It's really big. You know, some of our students that were still, Ms. Brotnick said 60. Thank you, Ms. Brotnick. 60 students are going to college out of the 82 students that we have graduating. So one of the things for us is making sure that our students were and are prepared for what's next. And some students that said, you know what, I'm not going to go to college, now are having different thoughts and conversations. So we are truly partnering up with the CEB, and there's a student advocacy team there. And we've worked on creating a career and college fair where students can identify different career tracks. And this actually is based on a survey that all students took to identify what were their top careers of choice or their interest. So one of the things that we did, we took those surveys results and we started to connect and make calls to all those different employers in those industries here. And there's some also, there's a couple from Pennsylvania, from Philadelphia, where still might be, thank you, Erica, that still might be wanting to stay local, but maybe work elsewhere. So the 20th is from 2:30 to 4. We'll send you that information as well in case any of you are interested. It's going to be in the atrium. It's a big deal. And we will open it up also to our families. So from 2:30 to 4, it will be for our students, but then we will open it up for other stakeholders to be able to benefit from the college and career fair.
Excellent thought that to have alternative opportunities that are non-college. I mean, we need to be able to give opportunities to everybody graduating. And I think that's terrific that you're doing additional non-college type of opportunities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions for Ms. Lopez? Rashima, I see that you have posted something there on the Pathways Apprenticeship.
Yeah, we've been talking to the CEB. So some students that want to go into the trades.
Yes. That's going to be exciting. And we'll see you there, Rashima.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. If we don't have any other comments for Ms. Lopez, then I think the Executive Director report is next. Leland, it's you.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to present before you again today. I definitely want to start off by thanking all of our educators in lieu of Teacher Appreciation Week ending last week. Definitely want to shout out our educators, in particular Great Oaks educators, for making it through the end, but also making the best experience for our students each and every day, being champions for our Great Oaks students, and on top of that, making it great for each other and being good teammates as well. We also had, and then before I go into anything else, I also wanted to highlight that in the CEB, speaking of college, we have a commitment from the University of Delaware's admission team is working with our CEB partner, Michael Waglum, to recruit any of our students who are grad this year with a GPA of 2.5 or more will be invited and welcome to apply for the University of Delaware C+ program right here. It's in the same building as the CEB. So they're still looking to fill as many spots that are open and accessible to our students. So we are excited about that. And I've talked to a number of students who are at this time do not want to attend college that are very excited about what Rashima mentioned earlier in regards to the trades. And I'll just highlight one student in particular. I'll just say his first name, and Julian is interested in being an electrician. And he is already getting opportunities to work and meet individuals to help him along that way. So very excited about the opportunities to assist those students who are not college bound, but are still going to be awesome within our communities.
Leland, so, can you describe the C+ program that you mentioned from University of Delaware?
Yeah, the C+ program through the University of Delaware. Any student that graduates a high school, but specifically Great Oaks. The C+ program, University of Delaware is recruiting Great Oaks students with a GPA of more than 2.5 to attend and go to the first 2 years of their bachelor's degree or associate's degree are free through the C+ program. And if they do well the first 2 years, the third year could be free as well. So it could be 3 years of free education, getting a bachelor's degree, associate's first 2 years, and it's in the science and arts program. David Teague is the oversees the University of Delaware campus here at the CEB in Wilmington, and is looking to fill as many spots as he can.
Excellent, excellent. It's too soon to tell if we have interest at this point. Is that correct?
No, we have about 30 students who are interested still and are looking. So, yeah, and we'll be attending the interest.
Excellent.
And we also have Mr. Edmonds, who is the new deputy admissions officer, who is getting involved from the University of Delaware's main campus, who's coming to talk specifically to our students. And he is a University of Delaware alum who just recently came back to specifically focus on recruiting diverse students. So we're very excited about that. Also last week, and Erica may chime in here, we also had a good celebration, big celebration of our National Honor Society. And for the last several years, including our National Junior Honor Society a few years ago when Erica was leading, now it's moved to our High School Honor Society. So we had an event here and celebrated our students who were being inducted into the National Honor Society, and they were welcomed by current alum who are current students who have been in there for the last couple of years. And it's more of a passing of the torch, if you will, in academic excellence and academic leadership. And I wanted to give Erica a chance to chime in if you want.
All right, can everyone hear me?
Yes, Eric.
All right, okay, give me one second. Hi, sorry about that. So, yes, as Mr. Kent said, we had our induction ceremony last week for new students. We, in our first chapter that we induced, we have 14 members. We inducted 6 new members last week. 3 of them are seniors. The other 3 are juniors. So we're still trying to work to recruit some more of the lower classmen. You can be a part of the NHS starting from 10th grade up through 12. So I have some other staff member who's worked along with me, Ms. Cleveland, Ms. Turner, Ms. Sagan, and a few others worked with me to try to recruit more students to join. Our first group was inducted via Zoom, and still kind of did some service projects and things like that. We are currently working on putting together care packages for local homeless veterans. That's our yearly service project. We did one last year that was pretty successful. We're still working to gain some more items if anyone's willing to donate some to put in our care packages. I will send out that info if anyone's interested. But yes, it was good to see some new members inducted into the group, and hopefully they will continue to uphold those 4 pillars, which is scholarship, character, leadership, and service through the next few years to come.
Awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, Erica. And continuing on that, I wanted to also highlight that we've been selected to be one of 4 schools that is working with the Department of Education, the Delaware Department of Education, to have a parent engagement initiative, which will detail and intel best practices or initiatives and projects to engage our parents to be a part of the education process and overall improvement of education across Delaware. But we are 1 of 4 schools chosen, and our first camp will be next week, actually in 2 weeks on the 25th, and we are fortunate to have several members of our team to be a part of our 6 to seven, at least six members to represent our school, and our own board member, Rashima Dixon, is on that committee. And Miss Natalia Joshua and Miss Muhammad, one of our fellows, and don't necessarily see anyone else on the call, but I definitely wanted to highlight that we are focused and committed to engaging our families, our parents, and the community. And we are one of four schools selected to be a trailblazer in setting the stage as far as engaging families across Delaware.
What does that entail, Leland, when you get selected? Is there training for the parents? Is there funding for the school? What is it?
Yeah, it includes training for our team and to be a part of the process as far as sharing once we are trained, to share best practices and be working with our counterparts, other schools across Delaware, as far as to what our experience is and share what's working in our community. So it is an outreach effort to work with families across Delaware to be involved with what's happening within schools, and also to open up our doors. Schools in general are generally closed systems, but now definitely looking forward to having transparency and having student voice and parent voice.
Excellent.
Yep. And wanted to also speak on the Unicount, which Michelle Lambert alluded to earlier. We were initially April 1 below our unit count of 80% of our unit count at 255, which we did arrive at 265 as we are right now. But as a 265 the week of April 1st. And we were requested by the Department of Ed to submit a budget of 255. To show that we are financially viable, and we did submit that budget to the DOE and the CSAC committee, and it was reviewed and accepted, and that is we are good to go there as if we did land on 255. Our current number is 265, and that is counting the number of students this year that we are losing. As Erica said, that we have 60 graduating seniors. And this is a year that we're not only losing 60 seniors, but we're also eliminating our seventh grade, where we're no longer accepting seventh grade applications. So we're losing on both sides. So we have the 60 graduating seniors, and then it's roughly 27 seventh graders who are moving up to eighth grade, and we're not recruiting to replace them. So we're condensing on both sides, if you will. We have 40-ish applications that we are actively seeking and looking for still with first-year agreements. And we feel confident that we will be above the number where we are, where we were this year as far as 285. But I definitely want to express that looking at where our student population is as far as needs and looking at our number, we're not necessarily looking to grow as much as to maintain and excel with the number that we're working with. So, and that was what was accepted by the department and CSAT as presented.
And Leland, we had briefly spoken before regarding keeping the eighth grade in the future. Have you guys considered that anymore, or have you considered and dismissed that opportunity or that thought?
Yeah, we have considered it. We've discussed it in-house and with some of you as board members. It would require us to submit if we were ready to commit to that. It would require us to add or submit a modification to be accepted by CSAC. So that would be a judgment call on us collectively and you as the board to decide whether or not we wanted to keep eighth grade. And I think we'll have a better sense of where we are as we get through the summer and see where we are with our numbers. And I would love to have that conversation with you, because we would have to, any modifications need to be submitted before November-ish. So, you know, we would have to make that determination before December. Yep. And last thing I definitely wanted to say that this year we are partnering with the CEB. The CEB did receive a Stop the Violence grant. And this grant is over 3 years, it's $1 million. And it's specifically dedicated and designed to provide advocates and initiatives to support our school in particular, as well as Kumba in the CEB, as far as supporting restorative approaches and cutting down violence within our school. So we're very excited to partner with them, and we're already seeing the fruit of the grant by having an advocate, Mr. Tremaine Smith, which I'm going to be inviting him on to be a part of one of our future board members to talk about his work and the impact that we are already seeing through his work. And we're looking to duplicate Mr. Tremaine Smith with more advocates, and specifically we are looking for advocates, women advocates as well, to be able to support some of our students in addition to the students that we're already supporting. So, but we've seen this year, we focused on culture, and we've seen the fruit. Last year this time, we were having a different conversation from where Great Oaks has come from to where we are now. We are no longer talking about daily or even weekly violence occurring in our school. We are talking about academics, which is a great thing, as you've heard on this conversation. So we are looking to define, not only do we have more than half of our graduating seniors accepted and looking to go to college, but we are looking also to build and be known for trade opportunities. And one of the things that was mentioned in our discussions with the DOE as well is Great Oaks expanding to offer building trade or skills opportunities. So we are looking to form those partnerships this summer to be able to write the proposal for not this upcoming year, but the following year, to be a small community that offers building skills, carpentry, electrical, HVAC, vocational, but from a small learning community. We won't be replacing the VOTEX, but we will offer building trades as well as academic excellence. And so I will pause there to give the board an opportunity to ask any questions that you, or add anything, that any ideas that you guys may have with that opportunity.
Anybody have any thoughts to share with Leland?
I just want to share that I think it's a great idea to offer the trades too, because there's a good living to be made in a lot of these trades without these kids having to go to college if that's not what they want to do. And they may have talents elsewhere that can be really well utilized. So I kudos to that. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you, Kathy. Now, as I shared earlier, I know we have several young men who are graduating this year who are already excited to go into the trades. So, and that's through our partnerships, but it would be very nice for us to be, and it would be convenient for us to be able to have in-house where our students are able to pick up those trades. And with the evolution of Wilmington and the needs to revitalize and, build, our communities, our neighborhoods, right where our students are coming from, it would be a great opportunity for students to be interning and getting opportunities to go right into building right where they live. So I definitely agree. And we are looking at that. And we are looking to partner with leaders in the building trades to come in and see how we can best support our students, as well as we're going to be looking to partner with our corporations as well as the foundations to see how this could be best supported. So with that, definitely want to open it up for any questions that you may have for me, but I definitely want to say I'm excited about where we are as with our small learning community. I think it is so attractive and good for the student population that we serve in a small learning community. And I definitely see where we will grow and grow in time when we are able to provide a comprehensive plan, not just for those students who are going to college, but also the trades will definitely make it a good learning environment. So with that being said, thank everyone. I also want to lift up our fellows. I know I talked about our educators and teachers, but it's the end of the year, and we have tremendous volunteers who come each year that I've been at Great Oaks, but specifically this year, coming out of the pandemic, where they are committed and they have been serving in our middle school. And we have several on the call right now. I won't shout you all out because I know some of you are off camera. But I definitely want to lift you up and thank you for your service. Thank you for the commitment to our students and the relationships that you build that go far beyond the classroom, where you are providing mentoring, tutoring, advocacy, and we're just so proud. And you support us as teachers and admin as well. And so thank you for your service. And some of you may be moving on. We will definitely have to honor you in our June board meeting, but just laying the foundation right now and want to give anyone a chance that if you want your voice to be heard, feel free to come off the mic right now. If not, there's no pressure.
You have a lot of shy tutors, I think.
They're not shy. But Miss Favorite says, thank you. Love it. All right. Well, with that, all right, Miss Harris, absolutely. With that, definitely thank you. And, you know, you are just as much a part of our team. And we, you know, definitely have to recognize that you are educators as well, working very closely with our students firsthand. And we look forward to continuing to work with the foundation as well. And we'll be signing the partnership agreement later this week with the foundation to continue the partnership that we have with an additional 12 to 14 fellows next year. We are currently looking for at least one fellow lead for next year. And that interview process will be beginning. And on the other note, the last thing I'm gonna say is that Michelle was definitely correct. And Jim, you were correct in regards to our next meeting. Board meeting. We definitely will be sharing what next year is looking like with the offers that we'll be doing to retain our teachers, our fellows, and what it's going to look like based on the number that we have and that's projected, and go from there. So very excited about that.
Excellent. Thank you. And I will also reiterate what Kathy said earlier, that, you know, having trade available to follow as a career is a very good move, because right now there's thousands of jobs open for a lot of different types of trades. And these folks will be able to make a good living if they choose not to go to college.
Yeah. And not choose debt as well, if they're not scholarship. So that's so important. All right.
Anybody else? Anything else? Otherwise, we will go into executive session. All right. Thank you all very much. We are concluding at 6:23 p.m.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Night.